Today's Shir Mishav Riyami is Siman Tuf Resh Lamed Dalin, and we are up to Shaloti Yeh Pachos Min Shiva Al Shiva. So Shulchan Aruch here is now going to be zeroing in on the basic dimensions of a sukkah. Obviously, in terms of size, width-wise, and lengthwise. Now, a sukkah, as you know, it has to be a dira. It has to be large enough for someone to be able to eat in it. Otherwise, it's not going to be a dira. It's a dira sarai. Again, dira keva, dira sarai. Go back to the Gemara. So it has to basically be able to, as we know, accommodate rova ruvo v'shulchano. Right? That was a machlekes in the Gemara. Rova ruvo v'shulchano, otherwise known as zayin al zayin. And there was another halacha of someone eating in a sukkah, sukkah gedola, but he has his table out. Remember Daf Gimel, and right? There's a sukkah katana, the minimum size, and there's a sukkah gedola, where the issue is in terms of it's a good sukkah, but maybe you're eating in the sukkah if your table is outside the sukkah. We'll see that all inside right now. Sukkah she'ein bo shiva al shiva, a sukkah that's not zayin al zayin, tvachim that is psula. It's going to be psula. Ulinyan godel ein lo shir lamala. However, in terms of how large it is, not talking about height, talking about how wide or long, right? It could be, there is no shear. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan aleph, shiva al shiva, dezeu shear, shemachzik, rosho, veruvo, shal adam, veshulchan, petach. That's the shear. Zayin al zayin is the shear that will be able to fit his rosh, his head, the robe of the person's body, and a shulchan, a tefach shulchan, nice big shulchan. Okay? Ayein biachronim. Check out the Achronim, they'll mask him. That it has to be seven tfachim, mamash a square, seven tfachim. Right? This is the whole shayla in the Rishonim on Daf Gimel. When we talk about Zayin al Zayin, it's not the total square Zayin al Zayin. It means that it has to actually be a full Zayin in length and width, like minimally a square of Zayin al Zayin. Let's say it's 10 amos long, but it's only 6 tfachim wide, that will be a problem. Lo mahanigles, that won't be good. Kasev ha-Magen Avram. Magen Avram basically writes, even a very, very big sukkah. Right? Let's say you have a large sukkah. And there's a corner that's like pulled back from the wall, and basically what ends up happening is it forms like a little cubicle. You might have a smooth picture there in the back. So it has like a little cubicle that's not 7x7. So the Rav Avram says that it's going to be asa l'sit there, asa l'shev sham. Kevin shamakom tsar lo l'sheva sham, v'tiki la yorabba ma'im b'bar alacha. Okay? It's also going to be to sit there, since that area is too narrow for a person to sit in. Eliyahu Rabba, he says, quotes this as well, and he says, check out the Ber Halacha. And basically it's saying that even though the sukkah itself is much larger than Zayin al-Zayin, but this cubicle now in question, you would say, oh, so it's connected up to the totality of the sukkah, so that should be fine. He still says that since it's its own separate like cubicle, it's going to be puzzle in its own terms. It has to be large enough in its own terms. The Chazanish happens to be Mekel. According to the Chazanish, any area connected to a sukkah is going to be kosher based on the principle of Psal HaYotze, right? Min HaSukkah. And the Chazanish basically finds support from Rishonim. And this applies to an area that has a valid schach, but is less than Zayin al Zayin. Tvachim, Ayin Shom, the Chazanish Kuf Memdalet Sif Katon Vav there. Ayin Shom. Let's move weiter now. Okay? Sif Katon Beis, Lamala, meaning not height. Means it could be very, very large. It could be 100 amos by 100 amos, and it'll still be kasher. You have to sukkah diras harai bayin, even though sukkah requires a diras harai. Mikomakom afilu gedola harbe yachal asas b'chisasa harai behutzav adafna. You can still, once the height of the walls can be made from what? From hutza v'dafna, it's going to be what? It's going to still be kasher. And that's the idea that since it doesn't have, it's not like lamala michaf, so the walls can still be constructed like with reeds and branches, and therefore, even though it's very, very large, it still could have a din of a diras arai, vakein, afilu asak, kevak, sheva. Therefore, even if you actually made it out of what? Out of mechitzos of barzel, it's going to be what? It's going to be sheira, it's going to be kosher. Okay, right? That's what we had in Gemara, right? Afilu below chaf, afilu mechitzos shel barzel will be good, and it can still be defined as a diras arai. Beis, imhi agula. Tzarosh yeheba kidei. He says, if you have a circular sukkah, right? This is the famous Gemara. All the digit heads had a great time with this Gemara. Tzarosh yeheba kidei l'rabeya shiva al shiva. It has to be large enough to encompass a square of 7x7 tfach, right? It has to circumscribe, not be inscribed within the square. It has to be that the circle will circumscribe around the square 7x7 tfachim. It has to be able to encompass the whole square. Let's look at Sivkot and Gimel. Shiyehei ba kidei l'raveya. V'chol asukah k'sher l'sheba. V'ein tzarech l'tzamtzei m'sheh davke b'toch arivua. He's saying, once you have that, you can sit anywhere in this round sukkah. You don't have to sit precisely inside the square of Zion Zion. In other words, the Zion al Zion inside is what matters the whole inside of that circular sukkah as a full-blown sukkah inside. And all the airspace inside will be fine, even those outside the like drawn square within that circle. Sif katan dalid. It has to encompass a square of Zion al Zion. Shiva al Shiva. V'chutz soyvev esri v'tisha tvachem v'shnei chumashim. So now he gives you the math. A string that encircles 29 tefachim and 2/5 of a tefach, okay, again, we have these yedis in the Gemara there, can contain a square area of Zion al Zion, right? Nuchal Raveya Besocha Shiva al Shiva. Similarly, it would be the same thing if you made a sukkah out of 5 corners or more. It has to be large enough to contain a square area of 7x7. Okay? Again, you can go through all the math that I'm sure you all learned in geometry. Let's move right there. Gimel. Yesh ba shiva al shiva, v'nasam ba begadim l'anaisa v'matim ha'soyim yishiva al shiva psula. If a sukkah had zayin al zayin tfachim, in terms of its area within, and then someone placed clothes inside it in order to decorate it, okay? And he puts begadim in there. I don't know what he's hanging up. He's hanging out a smooth Nick jersey, in the gullus, to make it showing where your idols lie. Okay, so you hang it up there to decorate it, and then ends up that the clothes mematin al yisamishiv al shiva, and the clothes then reduce the overall area to less than zayin al zayin psula. It's going to be psula. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan. Hey, begadim la isav chulo. Even though with respect to what? With respect to the height, we saw in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Tes. It's not going to be enough to go ahead and lower the what? The size of and the height of the sukkah from Lamala Michaf if you stuff the bottom with begadim or karim or kasasais. But here, okay, when it comes to lessening the area from the side, right? The overall living quarters, there, lo mahani. Okay, there, it's not going to be what? It's not going to be good. It's going to go ahead and pasel, even though it's being done, l'na'isa. Zaha, okay. Oh, by the way, I made a mistake. He's referring to if you put curtains up for noi, right? If you put curtains up for noi, even though now between the ground and the curtains, below Yischach is now within 20, it's still going to be puzzle. Why? Because the Noi is not the Schach. The Schach is still the Malam Michaf. Okay? So he says, here it's different. Here, when it comes to what? Minatzad, it's going to butcher it. Meaning it's going to make it less than what? It's going to make it less than Zayin al Zayin. And by the way, and Yud Tfachim as well. When it comes to the height of Yud Tfachim, It's not going to butcher the sukkah to below Yud Tfachim to make it possible if it's being done there, dafka lina isa, to be there as decorations. So what's the difference? Why, when it comes to the area, is it going to butcher it? She says, Doha akol panim, eina machzek al yidei zeh, rosho ru rosho panim. Because here, when it comes to the Zayin al Zayin, it has to practically be able to, you have to practically be able to fit rosho rubo v'shulchano inside it. He goes, Dalid. Sif Dalid. Misha Rosho Berubo Basukah, Vishulchano Chutzla Sukkah, V'achal, Kilo achal v'sukkah. Now we're coming to a sukkah gedola. He has a sukkah gedola. He has a shear. But the majority of his body and his head is in the sukkah, but his shulchan is outside the sukkah. And he's eating that way. V'achal. Kilo achal v'sukkah. It's like he didn't eat in the sukkah. He's not yotzei. Afilu mi sukkah gedola. Even if it's a very large sukkah. Gzeira shem yimashay achal v'chano. It's a separate gzeira. It's a gzeira that maybe he will what? He will be drawn after the shulchan and eat outside the sukkah. Therefore, he can't be yotzei. Sif katan vav. If part of the shulchan is in the sukkah and part of it is in the bayis, that's okay. Mutter. He's not worried he's going to go after his shulchan because he has his shulchan in the sukkah. If his whole shulchan is in the bayis, even if he's totally in the sukkah, and the sukkah is a large sukkah, usher, it's going to be usher. Sure, obviously, if it's a sukkah katana, if it's a sukkah katana, then what? It's not masekes anything more than his rosh v'rubo and the shulchan tocha bayis. There for sure, you say shema yishama hacha shulchanu. Gave it that makom tzalo b'sukaso. V'gam darbei poskim so v'mid v'zeh ena yotzei min atayra. The lav diru kla. And also here, that isn't the issue. The issue is that you're not yotzei. Many old, you're not even yotzei min atayra, because it's not even a dira, because it can't be machzik rosho verubo. So right, it's less than the minimal size of zayin al zayin. So less than zayin al zayin won't even be good min atayra as a sukkah. Sif katan ches achas shulchanot. But when you have a sukkah gedola, there's a concern of zayin hashem yimashik achas shulchanot. There's misha yesh al sukkah basada. Someone has a sukkah in the fields, samach lebeisah next to his house. Could go back varim like in the villages. Asalot see. It's also to take from his house to the sukkah derech, which is a rabbin, through which is a rabbin, O Carmelis. And so too, if you have two sukkahs in a chatzer, echad shelo erevu erevei chatzeros, one that didn't have erev chatzeros, also the tatal mizul zu, however, al yedei akum, mutter. An akum, it's going, al yedei akum, it's going to be, a non-Jew, it's going to be permitted. Adkan.